Mike Tadubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us for a few moments of fellowship together as once again we look into the truths of the eternal living God. We've been talking about who we as believers are, our identity, our understanding who we are as children of God. And we've been discussing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the different spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to believers. And we've been looking at that from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we've been talking about the gift of miracles. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles." And that's what we've been discussing these last few broadcasts. We've been discussing the wonders and the miracles of God. And we've been talking about how that God used Moses. In the first three and four chapters of Exodus, he called Moses, and he told him that he would use him to perform miracles before Pharaoh. And the purpose and the reason for performing those miracles was to glorify the Lord God, to open the eyes of the Egyptians and the then known world to the fact that the eternal God is the true and the living God. That's the reason and the purpose for these various different miracles. And so God performed these different miracles to the nation of Israel, finally causing the death angel to pass through the land and to take all the firstborn throughout the land of Egypt where the blood had not been applied, the blood of the lamb, the specific lamb that had been tested for 4 days, the male lamb, a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that blood had to be applied across the top of the door and on the sides of the doors, and those that were in the house behind the blood were protected from the death angel who passed through the land. But those who did not believe God's message, those who did not believe the word of God, they suffered the loss of the firstborn of their household because they did not believe in the God of Israel, the true and the living God. And thus we see the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Now in the New Testament times, we understand the picture that was being portrayed through the Lamb and the shedding of blood, which someday would bring about the Lamb of God dying for the sins of mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we put our faith and trust in Christ, our sins are blotted out with the blood of Christ. We're protected by the blood of Christ, and so that the second death will never touch the child of God, because the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. But those who do not believe the word of God, those who do not believe the truth, those who do not accept the truth of God's word will suffer the second death, as they will be cast into the lake of fire for all the endless ages of eternity because they rejected God's sacrifice and the blood of Christ that was shed for the sins of mankind. So again, we see the wonders that were for the purpose of opening the eyes of people to the true and the living God. And this is the reason these miracles are given, to open men's eyes to the truth. Again, over in the book of Daniel, you recall the account of Daniel and the lion's den, and how God preserved Daniel and sent his angel to lock the mouths of the lions so they did not hurt Daniel. And then those who had brought the evil report against Daniel and had tricked the king into putting Daniel into the lion's den, they were taken, they and their families were thrown into the lion's den, and before they ever hit the bottom, the lions had begun to tear them apart and to destroy them. And so King Darius had a decree that's recorded in Daniel chapter 6, verse 25 through 27. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Yes, beloved, this is the true and the living God. This is the God of every born-again believer, Almighty God, who works wonders and who works miracles. And the reason for the wonders and miracles, that spiritual gift given to men, such as the disciples and the apostles, the early saints of God, who went about revealing and performing miracles of healing and miracles of even raising the dead, such as Peter restoring Dorcas to life. These miracles were to open the eyes of the people then to the truth. They did not have the Word of God like we have the Word of God today. We do not need these miracles in the extent that they did, because we have God's Word that does show where men are true men of God or not, according to what the Word of God says, and yet God still works miracles, and he still does amazing and wonderful things. I have an article here about a miracle that the Lord wrought in some people who were having to escape from the monsoon season and the streams that were overflowing. And it was a terrible and a dangerous time. And the writer said, I cannot disclose the location. You would be amazed if I did. The time was the monsoon season. Enormous amounts of water were falling from the sky, drenching the mountains, flowing down through the canyons. Streams swelled into raging rivers, and the water rose where people lived, leading tens of thousands to flee their homes. Many died. Christians with whom we partner obeyed the admonition of the Lord and went out literally to rescue the perishing. They hired a boat and went upriver, determined to save as many as they could. When they pulled ashore, some 25 fearful people climbed aboard the rickety frame, cramming themselves in. The boat was now overloaded, about 4,500 pounds total, way more than it should carry. Yet the team couldn't turn them away. So back to the fast-swelling, watery mass they went, rocking and bobbing in the swift currents. Suddenly a central plank failed in the single-walled hull, fractured by the strain. It fell, dropping away, disappearing into the murky current. Then it happened. Nothing. The people gazed down at the hull in wonder. Instead of water rushing in, a death sentence to all, a translucent board instantly appeared in its place. They could clearly see muddy water as though a glass through a glass-bottomed boat, but the water held back. I'm sure many were thinking, can this really be happening? At last they arrived safely on the other shore. The moment the foot of the last person off touched ground, the translucent plank vanished, and the water rushed in, and the boat sank in seconds. A miracle, beloved, a marvelous miracle of Almighty God, protecting those 25 people from going down in that rickety boat, as God put that miracle board in, and they could see through the board, and the Lord took them safely to shore, and they asked, can this really be happening? But, beloved, I'm sure many of them came to know the Lord as their Savior. For that team wasted no time presenting the gospel to these people, and many of them opened their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of miracles. This was a miracle that God wrought. None of the team members, the Christians, had anything to do with this particular miracle. It was a miracle of God. But, beloved, God is the worker of wonders and of miracles. And so in Exodus chapter 12, there we read in verse 41, "And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." And so we see God delivered the children of Israel in His time, at His designated time, He brought it to pass. Again, we read in verse 50, "Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies." When it was God's time, He delivered the children of Israel. Oh, beloved, how great is our God! The marvelous miracles that He is able to perform in the midst of the enemy. He leads me into the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Till next time, goodbye.